Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! Well, 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 look who it is. It's my favorite listeners ever, back for some more adventures with me, Grabstack, and my bestest friend, the blue-haired superhero alien boy, Bobby Wonder. As you know, this is the Bobby Wonder Show, and we are so glad to have you joining us for another season of our show. I just love my fans! Our fans, of course. I know you aren't just here for little old me. I am a star, yes, but my name still isn't in the show's title. Still working on fixing that. Talking to our podcast show's producer about it right now. Anywho, today is a great day to be listening to our show because Bobby and I have grand plans. We're heading over to the Pflugerville Farm because our good friend, Lucy Wow, inventor/tinkerer, has created a new invention for Farmer Flynn, and she wants us to be there to see it in action. Hopefully, nothing will go sideways like it always does, and I won't have to save the day again. Sometimes a superhero sidekick just wants to rest and eat some delicious farm grub.
Crabstack, you done talking yet? We were supposed to meet Lucy Wow at the Pflugerville Farm 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago? Bobby Wonder, that can't be true. Was I really talking for that long?
Yes, Grabstack, you are always talking for that long.
I know I can be chatty, but that didn't feel like 10 minutes.
We've gotta go. Here, I'll fly us over to the farm.
Okay, but maybe don't fly too fast because I... never am prepared for when Bobby Wonder takes off flying!
I thought you liked flying with me, Grabstack.
Flying's okay, but it's the crash landing part I don't like.
I've gotten better about landing. Don't worry, this time I'll land safely. Here comes the farm now.
Okay, gentle now. Ease on down. Ease on down.
Got it. And I...
Every time. I think I landed on my tailbone. Ouch. Hey, why do I have a tailbone? I don't even have a tail.
Sorry about that, Grabstack. I didn't see that fence.
It's okay, Bobby. I'm fine. Looks like this is the fence to the pig pen. Ooh-wee, I love pigs. Well, hi, my little oyster friends.
My crash accidentally caused the pig pen fence to collapse. Help me put it back together, Grabstack.
Freedom, we're free! Come on, my snout-faced friends, off we go!
Time to go to the beach. I can't wait to parasail.
Well, I'm going to the mall.
Farmer Flynn won't be too happy about that.
I won't be too happy about what?
Oh, me. Oh, my. Farmer Flynn, so good to see you. Oh, look over there at your chicken coop. Love all those chickens. They are all in there, right? Definitely no missing pigs. I mean chickens.
What's going on?
Sorry, Farmer Flynn. I accidentally crash-landed into the pig pen and it allowed all your pigs to escape.
Oh, well, that's okay. They'll be back. They always come back. They usually have their off-farm field trips on Saturday, but I guess today's fine, too.
Oh, so you're not mad? Great, because I had nothing to do with it.
Are you two here to see what Lucy Wow's invented for me?
That's right. Where is Lucy Wow?
She's over in the barn with her sidekicks, Kapow and Lenore. I'm very excited to see her latest invention in action. It sure is gonna revolutionize my farm.
Is it a machine that dispenses waffles and fried bananas?
Nope.
Oh. Well, I think revolutionize might be a strong word then.
Can we go see Lucy?
She said she needed a few more minutes to put some final touches onto her device, so why don't I give you two a tour of our farm first?
I love tours. I once was a tour guide myself, back on Florp. It was for an ancient history museum featuring different kinds of salt.
Different kinds of salt?
Oh, yeah. There are so many different kinds of salt. Sea salt, table salt, pink salt, black salt, Veruca salt, rainbow salt.
Rainbow salt?
It's a thing. The ancient salt museum was quite popular on Florp, but I had to give up my tour guide job when I became a full-fledged actor and sidekick.
Fascinating.
Is it, though?
Shall I continue with my life story?
I think it's time Farmer Flynn took us on a tour of his farm.
Okay. I'll save my life story for another time. Just ask me whenever.
Sure thing. Okay, let's start this here tour. As you can see, this is the animal section of the farm. The pig pen is right here. The chicken coop is over there. Just beyond that is the cow barn. Right over here is our pond. There are all sorts of fish in here, plus ducks and other aquatic animals.
Your farm is quite beautiful. How do you manage it all?
Well, my family helps out. I've got my wife, Elise, and my daughters, Lila and Lola. Running a farm is no easy task, let me assure you. It helps when you have a supportive family, though. Lila takes care of the animals, Lola helps with the crops, and my wife does all the selling.
And who does all the eating? 'Cause I volunteer!
We know, Grabstack. This is all very impressive, Farmer Flynn. I've always wondered what it would be like to grow up on a farm. It seems that each day would be different and yet fulfilling.
Absolutely. There are some days when things can get difficult, but it's all worth it when I look around and see what we've created. And hey, if you ever want to help out on the farm, we could always use another farmhand.
You mean that?
Sure. You can help out Lola with the potato harvest. It's about that time.
Gee, thanks, Farmer Flynn. I can't wait to help out.
Potato harvest? I love potatoes, especially when they're fried, or boiled. Mashed is good, too, in a stew, covered in cheese. Heck, I like potatoes in any form.
Great. Then you can help harvest them, too.
Can't I just help eat them?
Hey, Lola, what is it?
Dad, come quick. There's something going on in the potato field.
We better not hesitate-er. Get it? Tater? Potato hesitator? Tough crowd.
Now's not the time, Grabstack. We better get over to the potato field.
Here, get on my tractor. I'll show you. Hi, I'm Lola.
I'm Bobby Wonder, and this is my sidekick, Grabstack.
What's going on in the potato field?
I was just about to get ready to harvest the potatoes when I ran into a really loud girl and this grumpy robot.
Mighty Mila and Robozuki.
Who are they?
Oh, you know, Mighty Mila is just Bobby Wonder's nemesis who likes to make everyone in Pflugerville suffer, especially Bobby Wonder. And Robozuki is her annoying sidekick, if you even want to call him that. Gives a bad name to all of us sidekicks.
What are they doing here on our farm?
Probably up to no good, as usual.
There they are.
Mighty Mila, Robozuki, what are you up to? Why are you hiding out in this potato field?
Bobsy Warbler, I should have known you'd show up once that farm girl saw us and ran off in a tizzy. Can't a girl and her robot sidekick hang out in a potato field?
The answer is no, especially not on Farmer Flynn's farm.
Oh, tater tot off. We aren't doing anything. Just thought we'd explore the farm and have a relaxing day. If I knew you'd be here, I wouldn't have come.
Hey, what's going on? Mighty Mila?
Oh, great. Lucy Wow. Now the gang's all here.
Mighty Mila must mean trouble.
Bot boot potato soup.
What's this, Lucy Wow? Another invention?
Yes, this is my Farm Unitech Kaplaster.
Wow, super cool, Lucy.
Thanks. I just put the finishing touches on it.
And what does this hunk of junk do?
It's an all-in-one planter, waterer, and harvesting tractor. It can plant seeds, water them, and harvest them when they are ready.
Genius.
Meh.
I think it's wonderful.
It's ready to go. Shall I use it on the potato field, Farmer Flynn?
Yes, please. I can't wait to see it in action.
Me neither.
You say something, Mighty Mila?
No.
All right, here it goes. Farm Unitech Kaplaster, Kablast!
Lou? Toothy? Is the machine supposed to be puffing out freeze rays?
No! Something's gone wrong! My farm Unitech Coplaster has been tampered with! It's spinning out of control!
Just as I intended! Come on, Robozuki! Our work here is done! Enjoy your frozen vegetables, nerds!
Things have taken a chilling turn. Mighty Maylin Robozuki have somehow messed with Lucy Wow's latest invention, and now every potato inside is being turned into frozen ice. Now I'll never get to eat a tater tot. Let's take a break while I contemplate this tragedy.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
No more baked potatoes, no more French fries. No more gnocchi! I'm so upset. Oh, you're back. Well, you haven't missed much. Lucy Wow's fun Unitech whatchamacallit has gone haywire thanks to Mighty Mela and is now spinning around toward the cornfield. We have to figure out how to stop it ASAP. ASAP!
Oh, my precious potato crops.
It's heading for the cornfields. Somebody stop it.
Chili corn fritters.
Bobby Wonder, can you do something? There's an emergency shutdown button in the center of the tractor.
But how will he be able to reach it when the Farm Unitech Blaster is spinning out of control?
Don't worry, I'll stop it, or my name's not Bobby Wonder. Come on, Grabstack.
Never a dull moment on the Bobby Wonder Show!
Lucy's tractor is spinning out of control toward the cornfield, but I can't get close enough without getting hit with a freeze ray myself.
Right?
But if I throw you onto the tractor at light speed, you may be able to turn off the device by hitting the shutdown button.
I'm sorry, what now?
I'm going to throw you at light speed onto the machine at just the right moment. You'll have to cling tight and then crawl across the tractor to turn it off.
Throw? Me? Light speed? Cling tight?
You can do it, Grabstack. You're the only one small enough.
I may be small, but I am mighty.
This is your moment to be the hero, to save the day.
to take the spotlight.
I do love the spotlight.
I know you can do it.
Okay, but then I'm gonna need you to talk to our show's producers about putting my name in the show title. I'm thinking the Grab Stack and Bobby Wonder Show.
But that's not even alphabetical.
Fair point. All right. I'm ready. Throw away.
Okay, here you go.
All of this for the glory of admiration! I did it! I landed on the tractor!
Hit the shutdown button!
Oh, yes, the shutdown button. Now, what does that look like?
Big red button!
What's that, Lucy Wow? Hard to hear over all this spinning and freeze ray blasting. Maybe it's the big blue button.
No, not that one.
Ah! That wasn't the right button! Now the whole machine is flying in the air! Oh no! The freeze ray is freezing the carrots and the beets and the peas! Oh, not the peas!
Push the big red button!
Oh, red! Not blue! Got it! Ah! I'm too young to be taken out by an out-of-control freeze ray tractor! What's that sound I hear? Is that cheering? Is that applause? I think it's bringing me back to life!
Grabstack! Grabstack, are you okay? You did it!
I did it! Whew, I'm exhausted!
Way to go, Bobby and Grabstack! You managed to stop the freeze ray! I think if I tamper with it a bit, I can fix whatever Mighty Mila did to it.
But Dad, our farm, the potatoes are frozen. So are the corn, carrots, beets, pea fields. Ugh. We need those crops to harvest.
I know, Lola, but there's nothing we can do. They're all frozen, solid.
Not to fear. I know what to do.
What's he doing?
He sure is flying up very high. Way too high for me.
Blinded by the light.
You're right, Lenore. Bobby Wonder is flying towards the sun. I think I know what he's gonna do. Everyone, take cover in the barn.
Using the power and the heat of the sun, I can reflect the sun's rays onto the frozen crops and thaw them in an instant. I just need to use my reflective cape to aim the sun's power and...
He's doing it! He's thawing the frozen crops using the sun's rays!
Our farm is saved!
Bobby Wonder's a hero!
Let's not forget about me, too! Remember when I pushed that big red button, the farm Unitech thingy stopped freezing everything?
Of course, Grabstack! How could we forget that?
The crops are all thawed thanks to the sun's rays.
How were you able to command the power of the sun's rays?
I used my new reflective cape to direct the sun's rays onto the frozen crops. My mom actually designed this new cape for me. She thought it could come in handy, and she was right.
Well done. Thanks to you, Bobby, and you too, Grabstack, we don't have to worry about replanting all our crops.
And with a few quick tinkerings, I was able to fix my farm Unitech Kaplaster. I got rid of the freeze ray Robozuki must have stuck on it, and now it should work fine.
I think it's time to harvest some potatoes.
It's working!
That's really amazing, Lucy. It's harvesting the potatoes while planting and watering new ones.
This is gonna change everything for my farm. Now my family will have more time to spend together instead of being out in the fields all day.
Who's up for some mashed potatoes? Or maybe my mom's signature curly fries?
Someone say curly fries!
Potato piggy parade.
The pigs came back.
They always do. Now, everyone, it's time for a potato potty hoedown. To the barn.
Dreams do come true. The potato party hoedown? Did someone say best day ever? Thanks for joining us today at the Pflugerville Farm. Mighty Mila and Robozuki almost managed to turn this fun day into a frantic one, but thanks to the teamwork of Bobby Wonder and I, we were able to stop the out-of-control freeze ray tractor and save Farmer Flynn's crops. Phew! All that wasted food would have been so sad. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find many others just like it by searching Cook It Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, time for me to get into all these potatoes. Should I have the garlic mashed potatoes or the cheesy mashed potatoes or... Ooh, heck, I'll just have both of them. Oh, that's delicious. Oh, potatoes.
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.